Hello, sexy nerds of the Nerd Imperium. Welcome to this week's episode of the Currently Nerdy Podcast. We are your inner conclave of nerdom. My name is Diz, and I am your pop culture and sports nerd. Ali?
I am Ali, your classic nerd.
And I'm V, I'm your comic book
nerd. I'm out of toilet paper, guys. Let's hurry up this podcast, because I gotta go to CVS. No, I don't have to poop. I just want toilet paper in case I need to go to the bathroom.
I thought you don't poop.
You know what it is? It's like a...
vandalizing houses again.
It's like water, right? Like, you don't... when you're running out of anything, whether it's water or toilet paper, even if you're not gonna, like...
Bottled water.
We're bougie, bro. We don't drink.
It's not like Yemen over here or something.
Yeah. like running out of the water supply. Yeah.
But you know, like you don't. Yeah. You need like you're like I'm fine for tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah.
But running out of something really annoys me because I like to be prepared. So that's why we need to hurry up and finish this.
So yeah, I like that with shampoo, CVS. Toilet paper.
Same here. I stock up on shampoo like no other. What I have no hair.
Yeah, we have shampoo.
We gotta get a clean, keep that scalp clean. I shampoo it.
Do you really?
I do shampoo it.
I mean, I can see you oiling it.
But I shampoo it. I oil it. I massage it.
Is it like? I have a. Does it set up?
It does set up. What? It doesn't stay set up because it slips off. Because I don't have hair. But yeah, I shampoo. Well, see, because I shampoo that, and then I shampoo my beard.
That makes sense to shampoo the beard.
Right, because I shampoo. This one, my beard is nice and soft. I oil my head. I have a special head masseuse that I only trust. No, she's not a professional. She's my friend.
She oils your head?
No, it's like my head hurts. Massage my head, woman.
Okay.
And then she massages my head. She
put some eucalyptus
only
oil.
Only person I trust to massage my head.
Eucalyptus oil.
No, eucalyptus is too strong smelling.
Oh.
And then, yeah, I shampoo my head.
So you're like Muammar Gaddafi.
I'm like Muammar Gaddafi.
You just have this harem of women.
Minus the harem bit.
Yeah. He's surrounded by women. Is that racist?
Slightly. I don't know. Is that racist? Orientalist?
A little bit.
Stereotype? Yeah. There's no harem. No harem involved. It's just one massage lady.
Oh, by the way, I had to tell my aunt.
That's how Gaddafi started. One massage lady.
So I was talking to my aunt, and we're talking about Asians, and she's like, yeah, I love Oriental people. I'm like, no, you can't say that. She's like, why? I thought Oriental is the proper term. I was like, no. I was like, see? I could have said anything. I was like, this is the British influence that they had on you, because you were in Afghanistan, the Brits,
Orientals.
They taught you these words.
Bad words. You definitely not say Oriental.
Yeah.
I have a question for both of you that was bothering me my entire drive from morning to night. When I was going to school today.
Okay.
You know who Zed is?
Yeah.
The DJ.
Yeah.
So I get that he's a DJ.
Okay.
Right? He DJs. That. In my mind, that's a DJ.
Okay. That's not necessarily true, but
In many cases, DJs, they do things like they remix and stuff.
Okay.
Like Avicii and that type of stuff, right? They take
Avicii.
On. Avicii. Right? Like,
that's a DJ,
right?
That was. Popular a long time ago.
Avicii's still popular.
Avicii's not that old.
He's still popular.
That was like 2010.
No, Avicii's still popular. I took a pill in Ibiza. That was Avicii.
Now, if I had said Cascada.
Yeah, that's like...
that's fucking old.
Yeah, that's old, bro. Yeah, or like was, ATB.
What was it, Heaven? Cascada did Heaven, right?
No.
Or Every Time We Kiss.
That's the one.
Every Time We Kiss is Cascada.
Get this feeling.
Yeah, I love that song back in the days when I was like... techno-esque. So I get what those people do. They remix and stuff, right? But Zed puts his name in front of Zed and so on. So like he's got this new
song. Yeah, I feel like featuring Matt Kohner or whatever else. Yeah, yeah.
But he's not actually remixing anything.
He's making a music.
The question is like, what's different than what he does than what a music producer does?
There isn't a difference.
Yeah.
So why does he put his name there?
But like DJ Khaled does that, doesn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, but this is what I don't get about these DJs. These couple DJs.
Like, it's their song.
They don't technically. They're not doing anything.
He also writes the lyrics.
Yeah, but so do music producers. Is what I'm trying to say. The music producers don't go producer featuring so and so.
Yeah, they changed it up though.
Why is Zed doing it? I didn't notice any remixing or anything in there. It just sounded like he was being a music producer.
Because he makes the music, right? Yeah. So if there's no vocals and it's just like Zed, all right? Then it's just Zed. He made that music. He produced it. But when you start bringing a vocalist on there, then it's Zed featuring that vocalist. Because he's the creator. He created the music.
Defeated me.
That is true because if you listen, there is a lot of trance and everything throughout the years that doesn't have any lyrics to it. It's just music.
Oh, that's trance as in T-R-A-N. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. What you think it was?
I thought you were talking about transgender. I'm like, where are you going?
Trance.
I was like, I literally, in my mind, I was like, is this going somewhere? No. Did he just have a stroke?
Yeah.
No, but... Jesus Christ. Okay, anyway. No, but there's plenty. I mean, especially when it comes to EDM, there's a lot of... there's a lot of music that's that, created that's the concert, and produced. Right?
Electric, yeah.
Daisy music.
Electric, no, that's no, electric that's Daisy EDC. Concerts, EDC.
Oh, EDC.
EDM is electric dance music.
Oh, never mind.
But when it comes to that genre specifically,
EDC a lot of times, is the concert, EDM is the genre.
Yes.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay. When, there's, when it comes to that specifically,
yeah.
there's a lot of DJs who will produce music without lyrics, but those are their songs.
Right.
Whereas it's
that
different.
That makes sense to yeah. me. It's his, their songs. Zed just sounds like he's producing music and then wants to put his name on it.
Yeah, but DJ, I mean, it's technically what DJ Khaled does.
Same thing,
doesn't
it? DJ Khaled, DJ Zed, same thing. It's like they're not actually.
Yeah.
Are they DJing?
Timbaland, I mean, Timbaland actually features sense. On, yeah. Timbaland features on stuff.
Yeah,
it's
different.
But in the classic sense, are they yeah. DJing or are they just music producing with some DJing on the side?
Well, Run DMC. Who was in Run DMC?
You gonna ask him that question?
Do you know who's in Run DMC?
The priest dude?
Rev Run. Okay.
And that's all I remember.
Rev Run, DMC.
DMC.
And then their DJ.
The one that got stabbed or whatever.
All yeah. I remember is that...
I'm drawing a blank on his name.
It's... The priest eventually had his own TV show.
Rev Run, yeah.
And it ended with him in the bathtub.
Run's house. Tweeting.
Putting up BlackBerry tweets.
Yeah.
Emailing. It was before Twitter was a thing.
Yeah, like he would end every episode with like some weird list. Wisdom
yeah.
thing.
Sorry,
yeah.
the DJ from Run DMC was Jam Master J.
It would be in the bathroom, in the bathtub, using a BlackBerry.
Yeah, that's
true. That's all I know about Run DMC.
Yeah, but I mean, he was still considered part of Run DMC because he was the producer. He didn't ever really said anything.
Who, the priest?
No, Jam Master J.
Right.
True. Or DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah, he wasn't anything.
Yeah, but did the song say?
It said Will Smith and
the Fresh Prince
and DJ Jazzy
DJ
Jeff.
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
And Jazzy Jeff never actually said
no, he was a producer.
He was a producer. Puff Daddy. Puff Daddy was a producer for the most part.
Just because it's been happening for a while. I'm not saying Zed is unique.
He actually was on. Yeah,
the question is not why is Zed unique. It's why do those DJs do that?
Why shouldn't they? They're the artist.
Are they?
Yeah. If Beethoven like produced a symphony, right?
But they're not producing a symphony.
But he produced it. But the same thing. They're basically creating the music. Beethoven created the music. We don't fucking talk about the symphony that played the music. We talk about Beethoven who created the music.
Yeah, so if Beethoven made a track and Gucci Mane was on it and Migos, Quavo and all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And they ended up on Offset. That track too, right? Would it be Beethoven featuring Migos?
Or would it be Migos with Beethoven as the producer? This is the question of the ages.
No. Mm. Because
tweet us at Currently Nerdy. We're going to poll.
I think we need
polls are open.
I disagree with you.
I think I'm right.
I think you're wrong.
I don't think I'm right. I have no idea why it is the way it is what I'm trying to find out.
It is true because you don't know because technically Pharrell produces a lot of stuff too, but he never features himself until he's actually like singing or something or on the...
I have no idea. There's a reason I asked this question. I'm not right in this regards. I don't know anything about the music scene. I'm trying to find out why it is the way it is. It seems illogical to me.
I don't know. The precedence was set with Beethoven and Mozart.
That's definitely not where it was set.
Definitely
not where it was set.
We don't talk about the orchestra. We talk about Beethoven and Mozart.
That's not at all how it works.
Precedence.
Bullshit.
They composed that
Those
music.
Are composers.
Yeah.
So these people are composing this too.
Bullshit.
They composed it.
Music producers.
Same thing.
No.
Apples and oranges.
Music composers actually can write and read music.
These motherfuckers can too. How do you know? You're just being like racist.
I'm not being racist. I'm being elitist.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's the word I was looking for. I couldn't think of it, so I said racist.
You
wonder. When in doubt, yell racist.
Fair enough. Fucking snowflake.
Fuck that. It's true. So I'm thinking of a segue. But speaking of racists,
no shit.
Yeah, the NFL Super Bowl was on last week.
I love how you segued for yourself. You said racist.
I know.
And then said, speaking of racists.
Speaking of racists.
It's fucked up.
That was hands down.
No, I've had worse segues. I've had worse.
That was lazy.
It was one of the laziest ones I've ever done.
What's even when you qualified it beforehand?
I'm getting very offended. This segue was fantastic.
Oh, because you came up with it.
Fuck you both.
During our commercial break.
That's true.
If you want to have us have a commercial break, though, you should let us know. Email us at currentlynerdy@gmail.com.
I'll start reading commercials.
Yeah, me too.
Read also. You can't read, Diz. No advertiser is going to trust you to read a paragraph for them.
Send it in picture format.
You barely get our intro right there.
I know, yeah.
Send it in picture format.
I mean, you also confused racism with elitism earlier.
Like I said, when in
five
doubt...
5 minutes ago.
When in doubt, yell racism. But racism, NFL. Yep. I heard
boycotting this year because of Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, yeah? What was your reasoning before that? What about the other 29 years?
I had predicted Colin Kaepernick would be an issue.
Oh, 29 years ago.
It's always been a racist institution.
Before Kaepernick was even born.
It's always been built on the bodies of black men.
This is true, but so is this country.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Fair enough, sir.
Yeah.
Although, there are some hardcore conservative Irish people who are like, this country wasn't built by blacks, it was built by the Irish.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
I'm like, what? Shut your white devil ass up.
Jesus.
Fuck you talking about built by the Irish. The Chinamen and the blacks built this country.
Oh, this... You just take things too far.
Mm. It's usually V as a plate. I had to.
Order has been restored to the universe. Yeah.
Oh, just wait. We still got another 30 minutes or so of this podcast.
Yeah, just shift the balance.
Yeah.
So I heard you actually watch the Super Bowl.
I did. I was lied to. I was told that when they said, come over, we're going to have food. I read that as, come over, I'm making food.
Oh, no.
So I thought. I know she's actually a pretty decent cook.
Ah.
So I was
How
like,
are you, Brie? I missed you.
No, it was on Brie.
Did they text it to you? Did they maybe
they text
write
it to me.
Super Bowl, but you read it as Superb Owl? And you were like...
They did text it to me because I don't pick up my phone anymore.
I think he thought it meant like a Super Bowl of soup.
So they're like, we're going to watch the Super Bowl. Come over. And I said, no. Just no qualifying explanation. Like, come over. And I said, nope. And they're like, please, we're all going to get together. And I'm like, definitely nope. I'm like, I'm making food.
Ah.
And I went, oh, what time?
wait. Did she say, I'm making food or there will be food served?
I read it as I'm making food.
But it said,
there will be food. I double checked. It says, there will be food. But in my mind, I had translated it.
Uh-huh.
So this is no good. We can't get ads on here because they're going to be sending ads.
You can't even read. You're supposed to be a historian.
You're going
to
start advertising for shit that we're not getting paid for.
Look, I was hungry. So I thought in my mind. Now, she had made this fantastic, fantastic pasta before.
Fantastic.
Legitimately, it was the first time I've had balsamic chicken pasta.
Oh, I've had that.
I've had balsamic chicken before, but not in a pasta form. Yeah. So it was like a mix. It was like a bruschetta. With pasta.
Bruschetta.
Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, maybe that's what she's going to make. So I went over. The only thing there were finger food shit.
Yeah, it's typically how it goes.
There was wings.
Yes.
There was taquitos.
Yes.
There was all variety of chips.
Guacamole.
There was guacamole. The guacamole was good.
Homemade?
No, I don't think so.
Store-bought.
I don't think so. Because it wasn't as chunky as homemade guacamole. It was too creamy. So guacamole... I had some type of onion dip thingy.
French onion dip.
That I was not too fond of because it looked like it was...
Sour cream and onion, basically.
It looked funky. It didn't look right.
Did you try it?
No. It didn't look right to
me. It's not bad.
They had wings. Did I say they had wings?
Yes.
They had wings.
With blue cheese or ranch?
I didn't try it because of my fingers. I don't like my fingers getting dirty.
You're a boneless wing.
Yeah. I need a fork. I don't like getting my fingers dirty.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched it. So this time I actually know who played.
Oh, yeah. Who played?
Yes. The Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
The New England Patriots.
Yes, the Eagles of Philadelphia versus the Patriots of New England.
And the Eagles won.
Yes.
Because Philadelphia is now burning.
What? Oh, is now burning. It's not burning.
It's now burning.
Yeah, that's true.
And I slept. When I say watched, what I really mean to say is that the game was present while I was there.
Uh-huh.
Around almost halftime, I went, I'm tired. I'm going to go take a nap on your bed.
And you didn't wake up till the end?
And I didn't wake up till, I think, 15 minutes to the end.
So the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then when I woke up, I went to the taquitos and polished that off. So I didn't even see the ending of it.
So this year was a very surprising year for the Super Bowl.
Right.
So the Patriots were the favorite.
The
right?
Patriots.
They won the Super Bowl last year.
With Tom Brady, who's really old.
Thomas Brady is 40 years old.
Yes.
It's true.
He did dad jokes.
What?
I don't know. That's what I keep hearing.
No. So Tom Brady was the MVP. of the season, right?
Is he the Deflategate guy?
He's the Deflategate guy. Okay. He's also the Spygate guy.
Is he trying to redeem himself?
No, they don't care. So here's the thing, all right?
He deflated the gates.
The thing about this year's Super Bowl was it had two of the worst fan bases in all of sports.
What do you mean worst fan bases? I mean, so like people didn't like these teams?
Yeah, Patriots fans
are the worst.
And Philadelphia Eagles fans are two of the worst fan bases that you'll ever see in your life.
Why are they so bad?
So New England, right? Boston sports in general, they always, like, the Bostonians and
their
sports.
They take things too far.
They do. But they always think there's something out to get them. All right, they believe there was a curse placed on their baseball team for a century.
I did it.
No, it was because of Babe Ruth. They traded away Babe Ruth, so they called it the Babe Ruth curse.
That was me.
All right, they feel like everyone's out to get them. Mm. Right, so they always felt like the Laker
they felt like the deep state is after them.
Basically, the NBA. the NBA wanted the Lakers to win in the 80s. That's why Larry Bird and when Magic Johnson and Larry Bird played against each other in the 80s, the Lakers won more times than they lost.
Okay, we've moved on to a different sport, haven't we?
I'm talking about the fan base. Okay. Right? So now they feel like the NFL is out to get them.
Because I'm almost 100% sure, but don't quote me on this, that Larry Bird didn't play football.
Didn't. I'm talking about the city of Boston and the sports fans. He played basketball.
Just clarifying.
Yes, he played basketball. You're right.
Thank you.
He did play basketball.
Because my guess would have been baseball.
It's racist, but he played basketball. So now they think that like the NFL is out to get the Patriots for whatever reason because they're like, well, Tom Brady didn't deflate the balls, although there was proof that he did, and then he deleted his phone and broke his phone when they were trying to get it for evidence.
So Tom Brady's a cheater.
Yes, and so is their coach. Their coach taped in 2001, they taped the other team's final practice where they're running through their plays and showed it to their team. So he recorded their practice, which is illegal, and then showed it to the team. These are the plays they're going to be running. So if you see them in this formation, it means they're doing
this.
So why
do people like the Patriots then?
A lot of people don't. They're one of the most hated franchises in the NFL.
They're also one of the most winningest, aren't they? Yeah. Or the winningest.
No, they're tied with the Cowboys.
I thought people hated the Cowboys.
They do. So people hate the Cowboys.
Are there any teams that people absolutely love?
There isn't a
team. Is there like a universal team? Like, you know what? I'm not from that city, but we like those.
Is
guys.
That like a? Is there like the a Hufflepuff? Yeah, is there like a Hufflepuff team?
Yeah, is it the good guys NFL?
Relatively, the Green Bay Packers, I would say.
Nobody hates the Green Bay Packers.
No, people do. Like if you're in the same division as them, they hate them. But most people don't hate.
So
the
people
Packers.
With the cheese heads.
Yeah, people genuinely typically like the Packers because they have Aaron Rodgers, who's like this friendly guy, and they like him.
Is that the guy that keeps messing up when his girlfriend shows up?
No, that's Tony Romo. That was our old quarterback.
It's Dallas.
Dallas. Yeah, he's retired.
But his girlfriend showed up and he would fuck up.
Yeah. He's married now. He's got two wonderful kids.
To the cursed woman?
No, to a different woman.
Okay.
Yeah, that was...
The cursed woman? Oh, shit.
Because Jessica Simpson was the cursed woman.
Who?
Jessica Simpson.
Not a clue.
Jessica Simpson? The singer?
Oh, right.
Pop singer,
right.
Yeah.
The sister did the...
Ashley
the,
Simpson, yeah.
The fake
yeah,
the lip faking singing. Lip singing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, people generally like...
I couldn't connect it in my head. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, yeah, the Boston fans, they think the whole world's against them. Right. Philadelphia fans are just evil, all right?
What do you mean they're evil?
They're evil.
Like, I have Sauron evil?
So, this is what they're known for, all right? They booed Santa Claus and started pelting him with batteries.
Why? Wait. Okay. Why?
I don't know.
What in Jesus' name is wrong with these people?
Yeah, they pelted him with batteries, all right? A guy broke his neck. So a guy from the Cowboys broke his neck in Philadelphia and ended his career, almost died, and they were cheering that he broke his neck. Like, they were notorious for, like...
So it's not only the teams that are bad.
It's not the team. It's the fans.
The fans are also bad.
It's the fans, yeah. In Boston, the team is bad. In Philadelphia, the fans are bad. There's two stadiums in the NFL.
But the Eagles are okay.
I mean, they're a rival team of mine, so... You know,
but they haven't deflated any gates.
No, they haven't cheated. Yeah. But the fans are the worst. All right. There's two stadiums in the NFL that have a jail cell in them. All right. One of them is Oakland. And makes sense. It's in Oakland. Their fans are fucking rowdy.
That's racist.
Too. No, their fans are rowdy. They beat people up.
Like, that's true. The Raider Nation has quite a reputation.
Yeah. They dress up as like these like.
They look like the Legion of Doom.
Yeah. They have like the spiky shoulder blades and they dress up in black and silver face paint. And they intimidate people.
So all my theories about this being a barbaric sport are all being proven true.
Yeah, it's true. And then the other stadium that has a jail cell is Philadelphia because they throw fucking batteries at Santa Claus.
I'm going to say that on the list of despicable things that you can do...
Throwing batteries at Santa Claus.
Genocide comes at number one.
Yeah.
Kicking Puppies and Kittens comes at number two.
Puppies, yeah.
But number three, Throwing Batteries to Santa Claus. So it's like two. It's only two away from Genesis.
That was a very. That's a it's very a gendered list right there. Didn't even mention sexual assault.
It's like six or seven.
Hashtag Me Too.
God damn it! See, he's doing it again.
I was calling him out on his list.
I know. It
was
misogynistic. My full list is 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 10 evil things that can be
number
done.
Eight is proving Ali wrong.
You've been put on the list.
You just made the list.
List. Yeah, okay.
You made the list.
Stupid idiot. Anyway.
Yeah. So.
Signs of true evil.
Now, let me ask you. So, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Uh-huh. How accurate is the depiction of those characters to Eagles fans?
Very accurate.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty accurate, man.
We're going to lose all of our Philadelphia.
Eagles fans. Listen, man. They're
gone.
I mean, they know it. They know it about themselves. They know they're a shitty fan, like a fan group. They'll completely admit
they're
it.
They're the worst.
They're one of the worst, yeah. But here's the thing, all right?
See, this is why I have always theorized, accurately so, if I may say so myself, that the NFL is nothing more than a proxy for war.
Probably.
Nations going to war.
Barbarism. Yeah.
And what you have is barbaric nationalism, right?
Isn't that all sports, though?
Not all sports are like this. So all sports have a patriotic, nationalistic component to them. But no sport, I would say...
More so than football.
More so than football, because football is the most openly martial.
That's true.
I mean, yeah.
It's literally a bunch of meatheads running into each other.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense.
Right.
Now, the Eagles... Their starting quarterback tore his ACL before the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, that's terrible.
They had a backup quarterback.
Yep. And his ACL was fine.
No, what? Yeah, the backup quarterback's ACL was fine. He was about to quit the league this year to become a pastor because he was a starting quarterback for other teams and this team before.
And then he found Jesus?
No, and then he got cut. And then he got cut from the other team, which was right here, the Los Angeles Rams.
Mm.
He got cut from their team. And then he was just playing as a backup, and he's like, I think I'm just going to become a pastor because I love Jesus, right? And then he decided he's going to give it another...
I love pasta, but you don't understand me. I'm going to become a chef.
Well, you know, white people. So he decided he's going to give his football legacy another shot.
Yeah, but they nailed Jesus. They didn't boil him. You boil pasta.
I don't know what the difference is.
I don't know what the hell V just said.
I don't know. V something.
I don't know if it was offensive or what it was. Like,
whatever cocaine you've snorted, you need to go into rehab.
So he led a team as a backup to beat one of the biggest, the number one seed in the NFL. So it was one of the biggest upsets.
The biggest what?
The number one seed.
SEED?
Yeah, seed. Like the number one seed. You have different seedings.
Like
rankings,
they're referred to as
the number one seed.
Seeds is in the thing you put in the ground and it turns into
They're seeds.
Why do you call them seeds?
I don't know. I don't fucking know the history, but that's the number one
position.
No, they're the number one seed. They call them the number one seed.
That seems weirdly.
They were favored.
Homoerotic.
Whatever. And it was a wonderful game. It came down to the last second.
Don't care.
Brady almost won. Or tied the game again.
There was a lot of screaming. I do remember that. Yeah. Because the nap was being interfered with.
Because it was a high-scoring game, and it was a close game, and there was a lot of, like...
There was a lot of back and forth.
I dreamt at one point that I was going to the Capistrano Unified School District, which was the school district of my high school years and middle school years. And elementary school years, isn't it?
Same it is. Capital. Yeah, yeah.
In order to start a revolution... Mm-hmm. Against the current superintendent. But during the screaming match, during the one point, they screamed, and so I was lightly awake, but not fully awake. And so I incorporated football into the dream, and I was surrounded in a stadium with jeering and cheering fans as I deposed and decapitated the superintendent.
Holy shit, the fuck kind of dreams do you have? Cognitive dreaming, huh?
It was NFL. That's what it does to you. Brings out the worst in people.
I don't know, man. I enjoyed the game. It was one of my favorite Super Bowls I've seen in the past.
It was controversial. There was the halftime show was...
I didn't watch the halftime show.
It was considered.
I wouldn't play basketball outside.
Iffy might be some people.
I watched the halftime show. It was actually the only part of the game that I actually paid attention to.
You were paying attention to the commercials because you and I were tweeting about the commercials.
Yeah, the Super Bowl thing. Super Bowl to me is a chicken wing party.
This is true. It's more wings eaten that day than any other day.
It's also the number one day for human sex trafficking, but, you know, who's keeping score?
I was keeping score on the chicken wings. But anyway.
Scheme scored the game.
Dark turn there.
Yeah. Why do you got to ruin things?
Chicken wings. Human trafficking. God, is there a correlation? You decide.
What the hell, man? How dare you? V, carry on. Fuck this guy.
Yeah. Are you sponsored by Sinclair Broadcasting by any chance?
Perhaps.
Okay. Anyway. So the halftime show was my man Justin Timberlake, JT. Mm-hmm. You know, one of my favorite artists throughout high school and now, in fact.
Is he an artist? I mean, he releases songs every, what, 1 every 10 years?
Yeah, he doesn't really release much anymore. But I enjoy his music.
And he got rid of the from Facebook.
What? Yeah. No, it wasn't him.
Whatever.
But I can't
remember. Was one of them in the movie. It doesn't matter. Anyway, so he had performed and he had done a whole lot of stuff. He came out with a really weird, like, he looked like he was part of the Bloods. He had that weird bandana on, a red one. You know, or like he was trying to cosplay a cowboy, maybe. And he came out and he was singing all of his hits from the past, you know, and
bye.
No, that's NSYNC.
Oh. Can't stop the feeling.
People wanted an NSYNC reunion, and I wanted one too.
No one wants to see fat ass Joey Fatone.
I wanted to see at least one Fatone. If I would have saw a Fatone, I would have been okay.
Wasn't he in a commercial for something?
Fatone's a chef now or some shit like that.
No, that's Guy Ferrari.
Honestly, oops. Though. I don't think I've seen them in the same room together. If Fatone puts on a bowling shirt, he may very well be Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, Flavortown and Fatone, very similar in lettering. Mm. Okay?
I'm justified in my confusion there.
A little bit.
Either way.
He got up and he did his thing.
So he was singing and dancing and stuff, and I enjoyed it.
Someone said that Justin Timberlake on Twitter looks like, you said singing and dancing, he looks like a golden retriever wished to become a human.
Yes, because there's the one position
he just looks like a happy
big smile, and he's got the bandana around his neck. The one thing that was controversial, that was huge, was that his performance had a duet with Prince. You know, I mean, he's from that area. Prince is from there, too.
Prince from Beyond the Grave?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was a necromancer.
Yeah.
Little Red Corvette.
So what had happened was, apparently, there was a giant projection. Right? It was a giant canvas. Yeah. Justin was playing the piano, and they were singing I Will Die For You by Prince, right? And it was Prince in the background. He was duetting with it. And then the whole city... There's a shot of the city, and the whole city goes purple, and then they also project this giant Prince like symbol along the city. Right?
I've never been able to find the original of that song. I Will Die For You.
I have it. YouTube.
Yeah, I can't find it on YouTube.
Oh yeah, no, because the thing about that, about all the Prince music, is that he didn't let it on YouTube for a long time. So I don't know if they still do that or not.
What about Spotify?
I'm not sure. We'll have to look that up.
We'll find it out.
We'll find out.
But there was a time where they wouldn't. He had none of his songs were on YouTube.
But I heard that. It was not as exciting as it looked like on TV.
That's what I was told too, that it was, a lot of it was kind of a piped in excitement. It definitely wasn't. So if you remember like Lady Gaga's performance a little while ago, even like Beyonce,
she jumped off of something.
Yeah, but they were like there were a lot more just kind of big. Whereas this one was just Justin Timberlake kind of singing his own songs and then moving from station to station, but there wasn't anything that was like
wow.
Yeah, like extraordinary, right?
It's because he was trying to avoid any mishaps.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
He's trying to make amends, so he was a penitent performer.
You know, that very well could have been. People were upset because it was Janet Jackson Appreciation Day.
It was also fucked up that she's been banned and he's allowed to be returned.
Exactly. Yeah. Not to mention, the whole Prince thing was... people were a little upset about that because him and Prince technically didn't like each other. They had a little beef in 2006.
Why? They didn't agree on which skinny jeans were the best?
Prince was at an award show, and he talked about... Because Justin just came out with that Sexy Back song from the Future Sex Love Sounds album, right?
Future Love Sex Sounds.
That's the one where in the music
future
video...
Future Sex Love Sounds,
yeah. He's screwing her on the table.
Bring sexy
what?
What? Anyway. So Prince went, I don't know who told you they're bringing Sexy back, but Sexy never left. Damn. And then Timberlake
Sassy.
Had come back and clapped back on a Timbaland song.
Yeah, with Nelly Furtado.
What do you say?
If they say Sexy never left, then why is everybody on my shit?
That's his clapback?
Yeah.
That's his lyric?
Mm-hmm. Clapped him back.
And called him an artist, right?
Yep. Yes.
Mm. Stop hating on Justin Timberlake.
Vague, very, very loose definition of the word. He's not artist.
He's not a bad singer.
He's very auto-tuned. He likes his auto-tune. He does Sexy like, back, he does that.
He does the electric. He likes to do the electric stuff. But I think it's his 2020 experience were good albums, and they weren't overly auto-tuned.
Fucking liars.
But anyway.
That
doesn't matter. You know, I mean, there's plenty of times. You know, Hulk Hogan still put Macho Man Randy Savage in the Hall of Fame, right? There's things, that's not a big deal.
That is true.
Right? But the one thing that annoys me about that whole situation is that, I think it was Variety.
Wait, hold on. No, you're wrong. Hulk Hogan didn't put Macho Man in the Hall of Fame.
I did.
Fucking Lanny Poffo put him in the Hall of Fame.
He presented it.
He presented Lanny Poffo.
It doesn't matter, anyway.
You fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Pissing me off.
This is the most passion I've ever seen you.
Don't disrespect the Macho Man, but go ahead, continue.
Shouldn't have said Macho Man.
Yeah, continue. He's
gonna do that all fucking podcast.
Oh yeah, you dig it, brother. Go ahead, V. Carry on, cream the crop, and rise to the top, Mean Gene.
Slim Jim. Anyway, so the one thing that's really rough is that in this article they were interviewing Prince
in Vanity Fair.
It was Variety, I think, actually.
Variety.
And they had asked him. This was in like 1998, so it was you know, a while ago, 20 years ago,
peak 90s.
They had asked him, like, if you had the opportunity to like jam out with any like the greatest musicians of all time, would you? And Prince vehemently went, "No, this is demonic. It's horrible. It's like I shouldn't have to, or like, I don't want to be." Playing music with someone from beyond the grave because I feel like they were in that time period for a reason. And he goes, this is the reason why I keep I want to prevent things like this from happening. That's why I keep such a kind of a tight lid on my music, and that's why I own all the rights to it. So he absolutely 100% was against this idea. They asked him about it and he gave the answer.
Like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
That's some fucked up shit. But that was assuming that the music industry... That the entertainment industry, that these massive label corporations, that they actually care what individual artists want.
They got soulless bastards.
That's true. I mean, it's a money making apparatus, right?
It is. Yeah. Speaking of soulless abominations.
Oh, I thought you were going to bring up somebody else.
No.
I thought you were going to bring up Omar.
No, that's not really mean.
Poor Omar. Fuck him.
Go ahead, continue. Speaking of soulless abominations, I don't even know how we stretched to that point, but it just shows how bitter you are. Speaking of soulless abominations, there was another ad at the Super Bowl that caused quite a bit of...
The Dodge commercial?
It was the commercial for an entire country.
Oh, I thought you meant the Dodge commercial where they fucking
co-opted. I mean, the Dodge was pretty fucked up.
They co-opted MLK.
Well, I was worse is that not only did they co-opt MLK, they co-opted MLK in the year that Kaepernick was banned and blacklisted. That's fucked up.
And they use it to sell pickup trucks.
That's fucked
up. Who's the number one buyer of pickup trucks, Ali?
But this is what I was talking about when I was talking about corporations and activism and how they co-opt that shit and then use it for themselves. Like, that's pure... culture industry. And remember when we did our talk about MLK, my rant about how, you know, they pretend as if, you know, we were always on your side. Where were you when MLK's followers were being
Not on Kaepernick's side right now.
Yeah, right. So that's fucked up. Yeah. I don't even want to go into that because I'm going to
talk about the whole people were talking about how no one kneeled during the national anthem.
I would lose my shit, but I wanted to talk about something equally evil. Australia.
Why is Australia evil?
Well, in the first case, they're evil because everything that I hate in life is there, but mutated.
Vegemite.
They got Vegemite, which is a nastier version of Marmite. Right?
Marmite's not even...
Marmite's disgusting.
Yeah. I've never had Marmite.
Marmite is yeast. It's just yeast. It tastes meaty, kind of. See, like savory.
Okay.
I don't know how to describe
it. It's like that HP brown sauce.
It's nasty. They've got spiders.
Giant spiders.
They've got sharks.
They do.
Big ass sharks. Like, not the little sharks, not ordinary sharks, just big ass fucking sharks that'll eat your boat.
This is true.
They've got snakes.
On a plane.
They've got kangaroos that square up on you.
Yeah, I'd fuck a kangaroo.
I just saw a video.
Did you say you fucked a kangaroo?
What did
you
say? I said I'd fuck a kangaroo up.
Oh, jeez. You gotta be careful. Gotta enunciate your words. I just saw a kangaroo.
We'll brag about that.
Just a kangaroo square up against a truck.
Who won?
The truck was driving, and it's like, what? You coming at me? It squared up against the truck, and the truck's like beeping and trying to get it out of the way, and it keeps squaring up at the truck like, see, it's going to beat the shit out of the truck.
I feel like we don't address the issue of toxic masculinity within the kangaroo community. I feel like we need to talk about that more, actually.
Mm.
Because they're squaring up with trucks because they're upset about the size of their penises.
It's called micro-dick syndrome.
God damn it.
So apparently they released the country that is known as Australia,
mm-hmm.
that former penal colony of criminals.
We just lost all our listeners in Australia. Thank you very much.
I love Australians. I hate their country.
I don't know if V love their country.
Australians are wonderful people. They live in the worst temperatures with the worst sort of creatures.
Mm-hmm.
The worst. They released this trailer and everyone thought it was real. Do you remember what that trailer was? Dundee.
Yeah, it was good.
But in which world is Danny McBride the son of Crocodile Dundee?
Crocodile Dundee.
In fact, Chris Hemsworth's, really?
Yeah.
Spoke from my soul.
He had an affair with someone in America. And Danny McBride was born.
I feel like the only possible explanation is an affair with Oprah Winfrey.
What?
I think Danny McBride looks like the offspring of Crocodile Dundee and Oprah Winfrey.
You mean future president Oprah Winfrey?
Madam President Oprah Winfrey.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
What makes you think that he even remotely looks like he has half of Oprah Winfrey's genes?
You know, you squint.
No, I can't. Listen, I thought that was a legitimate commercial for a Crocodile Dundee sequel about Crocodile Dundee's son having to go to Australia.
Were legitimately angry. Yeah. It wasn't. They fooled you all.
You I was know mad. What it is. It's, they, it, they put it at the perfect time because this is when they're doing all the remakes, right? But the remakes are being remade into comedies, like 21 Jump Street and Baywatch, even though it was a horrible movie. Like, but they're doing that where it's like they're making them funny.
Yeah.
So it's not... far-fetched.
Well, again, funny is a very loose...
Yeah, 21 Jump Street was hilarious.
Yeah, they're making... They're attempting...
22 Jump Street was not so funny.
22 Jump Street was hilarious, too.
The only part of the 22 Jump Street was funny was when he fucked the...
Ice Cube's daughter.
Yeah. He fucked the captain's daughter. You never... You know, it's frustrating
comes
when...
Comes in wearing a bulletproof vest.
You don't realize how funny Channing Tatum actually is.
Yeah. Well,
genuinely funny.
21 Jump Street is what like made him endeared to everyone. Because before that, no one liked him.
It's like he's a meathead. He's good looking. Oh, he also happens to be fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
They actually talk about how Hemsworth is like that, too.
Hemsworth, yeah.
Like, he's like such a likable guy.
Yeah.
But then I remember I was watching... I think the Graham Norton show, and
the Ghostbusters ladies.
Yeah, the Ghostbusters ladies, and they're all like, he's too perfect because he can kind of sing, and he's really funny, and he's really nice,
and he's hot,
and he's like great with his daughter, and like so it's like he's too perfect.
The people that need to be cursed,
bastard.
You need to knock him down a peg or two.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Well, that was Australia. Fuck him.
That was hilarious.
That was one of my favorite commercials.
The two trailers that really matter.
Ah.
The first is the Avengers.
And then the Skyscraper.
A double shield.
And then, what?
The Rock movie. The Dwayne Johnson movie, Skyscraper.
So Avengers. And then Han Solo. Let's talk Avengers first. Thoughts?
Yo.
Musings? Character assassinations?
Nah, man. I think...
Nerdgasms?
I liked Captain America's
beard. I hate Captain America's shield.
I liked his shield.
I thought it was even dumber than his original shield.
It's so much cooler.
I hated it.
I don't know. It's got a weird, like, mini Gondor thing
it's
to it.
It's not a shield.
It's
an orcish.
Yeah.
Now it's an actual weapon.
Well, see, it didn't look that big, though. It, like, covers his forearm, right?
What does it protect?
It went around. And
first of all, his shield already defied gravity and the laws of physics in the first place.
I don't know, man. Yeah. It looked cool, dude.
But it's like Wakanda has a rich source of vibranium. So
Wakanda. So they created new vibranium.
They vibranium.
They showed him the way.
That's
a really racist meme.
But they showed him the way.
I don't know why it's taken off
the
way that
they took him to
the
queen.
It's because of that damn game. Uranium. The voice game or whatever it is.
And then
this is what I'm saying. I don't get why certain things become memes. I don't know why.
But no one
Sonic
knows.
The Hedgehog is friend Knuckles.
Yeah.
And that accent. have become one.
Because you know, he's from Uganda.
Whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, why is a SpongeBob doing that weird thing also? Yeah. Yeah, like the weird, like, yeah, like the caveman, yeah, or the caveman SpongeBob, and there's the one where he's like,
yeah,
with the weird one eyes.
Whatever. So I thought it was all right.
I'm still excited
for you it. Got the chance to see Tony Stark. You got a Tony Stark, and it looked like Stephen Strange were in the same place.
They were.
They were teaming up.
Yeah.
Because now that's interesting, because in the some of the future Marvel comics, in one of the iterations, Tony Stark actually becomes
Sorcerer Supreme.
Sorcerer Supreme. Huh. Because in their world, they think magic and science, right? There's like a natural leap there.
Oh, like the Thor.
Yeah. And they've already been kind of playing with that, right? Is that science and magic are kind of the same. Even in the show, The Runaways, right? Which is really weird. Marvel's really been shying away from magic, whereas DC's really embraced it.
Yeah.
Whereas in the Marvel, the DC's Runaways, one of the girls... Marvel's Runaways. One of the girls is a sorceress,
mm-hmm.
right? And she has a staff that comes out of her body that she must use blood magic with, and it allows her to cast any spell whatsoever. But the more she bleeds, the more powerful the spell is. Really cool. In the show, they reinterpret it to being like, oh, it's actually your neural networks that it's clicking into, you know. Yeah. So, you know, they fucked that up. But anyways, they've set up this whole science and magic thing, so we might see eventually, you know, Tony Stark taking on the mantle of Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah. Who knows? That might be their way of pulling Robert Downey Jr. from the... Because, you know, he's kind of...
He's not going anywhere soon.
Yeah, but he's like, I think he wants to take a little bit of a break from it, right? So that might be their way pulling him away from it.
If Doctor Strange dies.
Yeah. This is what I find interesting, though. I was thinking about it because they have several different parts.
Yeah.
You have Wakanda, right?
Which Captain seems America, to be all-out war.
Yeah. Captain America, Black Panther, I think Hulk is there, too.
Yep.
And then Thor and the Guardians of the Galaxy are up in space.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then you have in, like, the city is Doctor Strange, Tony Stark.
Which looks like there's some type of invasion going on.
Yeah. So, obviously, they're going to eventually... I mean, you saw the Hulkbuster in Wakanda, too, I think.
Yeah.
With the Hulkbuster armor. Yeah. But we don't know... We're not quite sure
this if Tony Stark's going to be in it. This may not be happening all at the same time. These could be multiple different scenarios at different times. Because, I mean, eventually you think that Thor and the Guardians are going to make it to Earth.
Yeah.
Okay? Then they're not just going to be dealing with this stuff. When we left Thor, it looked like he was...
getting captured.
He just got met up with the fucking the Guardians, right?
Who no, it looked like he got captured.
Yeah, no. Who are you? And then there was a whole capture thing, which people presume or assume that it might be Loki betraying him. That Loki is eventually going to give the Tesseract or whatever, which are part of the...
Yeah,
you know, the Infinity he's gonna give to the great and powerful Thanos.
Yeah,
which though I hated Thanos in the.
He looks. What is up with them and making these like cosmic villains look like Ivan Ooze?
Yeah, they need to stop that shit.
It's like they did it with Apocalypse really badly.
I don't think because they're not comfortable with those kind of Shakespearean villains. He's not wearing his helm. It looked like he got out of bed, didn't have time to put on his armor, and he rushed outside. You know what I mean?
You know his face?
He looks like, unprepared.
Yeah, he looks like one of those. Remember the California raisins?
Yeah, he looks exactly
like that. He's got the face.
But what frustrates me is like, it makes him look unprepared. It makes him look like he's doing something off the cuff. Whereas one of the things about Thanos is that he is a brilliant master strategist. He's not just going to leave without his armor and just show up like, oh, I decided to come by.
That's true.
I'm going to swing on by and get those Infinity Stones. I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah,
I also predict that Spider-Man is going to die.
While I would like for the Spider-Man to die, I believe that the Captain will meet his demise.
You know what? I'm okay with that.
Because Chris Evans' contract's coming up.
Yeah.
So I think they kill
him. I'm okay. I like Chris Evans as a person. I think Chris Evans is a nice guy.
Yeah, I like Evans.
He's a fantastic person.
Yeah.
I would love to see Captain America die. And if Bucky Barnes takes on the mantle, I'm okay with it.
Because he's Russian?
He's more flawed. Yeah. I just am tired of this faux patriotic, I'm always good, I'm always right, because I believe in Jesus and American flag type shit. I want him to die so badly. I will literally donate money if he dies.
To?
I don't know. Marvel.
Marvel doesn't need any more money.
Wounded Warriors.
Dick.
Military dick. Institutions. Just kidding.
Dick. I'm still looking forward to Avengers.
Oh, I'm going to watch it. I'm just praying that it will end with someone's death.
It's got to. The big movies always do that.
Yeah, you're the worst.
Fantastic. I want to.
Although
see
I don't, it's not. It's, I'm not excited by Marvel movies that like really anymore. Other than Black Panther,
there's a bit of saturation going on, and this is also my fear for the solo movies. Mm-hmm. Han Solo's trailer came out. Great trailer.
It looked good.
A little odd,
mm-hmm.
right? There were certain moments you went, eh, not so sure about this.
Right.
But it did look good. What's fascinating, what I noticed from the trailer, is that they're actually going with the comic book. I know that Disney's nixed all the extended universe, right?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Disney. They've completely gotten rid of that. There goes our chance to ever be invited to a Disney
I never said premiere. Fuck you, Disney. Disney, I love you.
Disney's petty as hell. They banned the LA Times for giving them a bad review. So Disney has nixed all the extended universe, but it seems like they're pulling certain bits from the extended universe as an homage.
Yeah.
Right. So, like for example, in Star Wars: The Force Awakens, Luke's capacity to make that ghost is called a simulacrum. Right. It's actually from the comic books when Luke does that.
Yeah. The Last books. Jedi, you mean?
The Last Jedi. What did I say?
Force Awakens.
Yeah, The Last Jedi, when he does that, that's actually from the extended universe, right? So there are bits that are thrown in that they draw. And it looks like here what we're seeing is that Han Solo is recruited into the Imperial Academy.
Yeah.
Wants to become a pilot, has failed his pilot's test, but that's where he starts. He starts in the Empire before he turns to becoming a smuggler. So that's why he knows the ins and outs of the Empire, right? But that's directly from the Han Solo comic books.
Incidentally, also kind of the storyline of Biggs Darklighter, who also started the Academy and then became part of the Rebel Alliance.
It's a common storyline. It's also where we think, if they're going in that direction, where he meets Chewbacca, because he's part of the contingent. This isn't spoilers, this is all speculation, but if you don't want to hear the speculation, tune out for the next couple minutes. The speculation is that he was part of the contingent of Imperial troops that attacks Kashyyyk, enslaves Kashyyyk, and he is ordered to kill a village, and he doesn't do it, and instead saves
Chewbacca,
and that's why Chewbacca owes him a life debt.
Wow.
That's from the comic book. So it seems like that's where this is headed, the movie, from the trailer.
I can see that. I mean, with the connection with, talking to the Imperial officer and everything, we can see that. I watched it, and it didn't feel like a Star Wars trailer to me.
Mm.
I think it was the music. It had a weird kind of Fast and Furious heist movie vibe to it.
Well, even the Star Wars theme, they're playing with other instruments in there.
Yeah, so it didn't have that same kind of quality to it, and when you listen to Star Wars, regardless of whether or not you like the movie, there's a certain epic fantasy quality to it, right? We talk about this already. When I watched the Solo thing, it felt small in that sense. Yeah,
people have said that like they've all the other movies, you get that thing in your gut, right? Like that. Right?
Uh-huh.
You didn't quite get it with Solo, but to be honest, most people are excited about it still.
This is
Han Solo.
This is the most different from all the other ones. Because if you think about it, right? So, yeah, Last Jedi isn't part of the trilogies or whatever, but it plays a part in between the prequels and the original trilogy.
You mean Rogue One?
Rogue One. Is that what I say?
Yeah, Last Jedi.
Okay, that's what I meant. Rogue One was like that middle factor. Even though it wasn't part of it, it kind of had the same storyline in it. But
Rogue One's also, I mean, it's the link. It is a link.
Yeah, it is a link. But here, so, this one is different because it's not playing.
It's technically the first origin story.
Yeah.
So it's not really like part of the big battle between Empire and Rebels. I'm kind of interested in seeing how they go because when we were growing up, my favorite books were Tales from the Mos Eisley Cantina and Tales of Bounty Hunters. So I always kind of like
Shadow
the Fringe.
Of Empire,
yeah, that's all like the Dash Rendar thing too, right? Like, so Fringe characters are always my favorite part of the Star Wars universe, and I'm interested to see what type of kind of interesting outlaws they would bring in there. Maybe you'll see a connection to some of our favorite bounty hunters: Forlom, Zuckuss, Bosk, my favorite, the Trandoshan.
Yeah, because he does have connections with those.
Yeah, exactly. Or Jabba's palace. Like any of those the characters from Jabba's palace, I think would be very interesting. Hopefully they'll be able to bring that in. obviously, he has a. There's a team of them in this one, which I think is interesting too.
Yeah, you I mean, really it's also that. Got it's also got Daenerys Targaryen.
Yeah, well, I'm excited for Khaleesi, but I'm more excited.
Emilia Clarke, I should say.
Emilia Clarke.
I'm excited for Khaleesi, but I'm more excited for childish Calrissian.
He did look of all of everyone in the trailer. He looked amazing.
Yeah. Honestly, when
with that full on fur.
When when they showed him, that was the most excited I got for the
movie. He looks like Lando.
Yeah.
It's the charisma, it's the smile, it's all of it.
Yeah. Dude, he's so talented.
The thing is, here's the thing about Donald Glover, right? He's talented as fuck, but he doesn't get the due respect, the respect that he's due, right? Because first off, he started as like a stand-up comedian, and he was an amazing stand-up comedian. He went into like doing like little independent movies, like the Mystery Squad, I think it was called. That was hilarious. He was then in Community, did amazing in Community. He ended up being a rapper, and is one of the most underrated rappers in the game right now. People are always talking about Kendrick and J. Cole and these guys, like how they're like still true to like hip hop and stuff. But I think Donald Glover, or Childish Gambino as a stage name, is one of the most like. He's true to hip hop, but he's also doing more things and bringing in a different type of art into hip hop that we don't see a lot. And he's just an amazing actor. Like, name one bad thing that he's been in. Like, you can't. Everything he touches turns into gold.
His Atlanta is on another level of phenomenal.
Yeah,
another level of phenomenal.
One of my favorite TV. I'm so excited.
And his music is genuinely. I love his music, and he does is. His music videos are so evocative. The one with where he's
3005, when he's on the Ferris wheel.
No. The one where he's been lynched, and he keeps coming back, and they're telling. It ends up being that they're telling ghost stories.
Yeah,
fucking great. It's such a powerful one.
He just has like this like.
He's great.
But the thing is like people give props to people like James Franco and shit.
Yeah, no, Donald Glover is fantastic.
He's a renaissance man.
And he is probably the thing I'm most excited about when it comes to the solo movie.
Yeah, I hope they don't fuck it up because of him.
My only problem is that I'm always iffy. I love origin stories.
Yeah.
I love them. But I'm also super hesitant about origin stories because they make me uncomfortable because it ends up often happening that your favorite character gets ruined.
Yeah,
and one of the things that people are really uncomfortable with is the actor that they've chosen for
what's Solo. His name? I don't know his name.
Alden Heinrich, who was in a bunch of small movies. He was in Beautiful Creatures. He's actually British, if I'm not mistaken.
He's got a German name,
or whatever. But they said that in the trailers he comes off as robotic. He doesn't quite have the swagger, charisma of Han Solo yet, and so people are a little hesitant about him. So in the same way that people are super excited about Donald Glover, they're a little bit tentative when it comes to him.
Well, they've the Star Wars franchise in and of itself has an interesting reputation of casting these new actors, you know, up and coming people. So I think it's always a risk.
Oh yeah,
right. We saw because they literally ruined the most favorite son of Star Wars and with Hayden Christensen.
They did.
So we're hoping though that they learn. I'm hoping they learn from their mistakes.
Whoever that little boy was,
Jake something.
You know, he eventually had a mental breakdown, right?
Jake Lloyd.
He ended up developing schizophrenia and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, that guy completely.
They fucked him over.
Online bullying, all that type of stuff. Yeah.
Poor guy.
Fucking 8-year-old kid.
He's an 8-year-old kid. But they're also Star Wars is now it's expanding to the point where you're now wondering if we are going to get the same saturation. Of the Marvel movies, as you mentioned, you're kind of like, about Avengers because of that saturation.
Yeah.
They just announced, I mean, as we're recording this, that D&D, David and Dan Weiss and Benioff are going to be given a franchise to run.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, okay, that's a very clear money decision.
Yeah. Now, this is separate from the Rian Johnson.
It's completely separate. Okay. So now we have all these different franchises. This isn't even mentioning the fact that there's an Obi-Wan Kenobi origin stories that's planned, right?
Yeah.
There's all these kind of things. Clearly, they're going the route of MCU. Planning decades in advance and milking the shit out of Star Wars. On one hand, it's fantastic. You're like, oh my god, we haven't had a Star Wars movie since what? When we grew up, we had the prequels and then that's it, right? So the prequels like, oh my god, Star Wars is back. That's it for the rest of our lives. And then we were in our adult life, it finally came back. You know, it's like, so there's this there was a sense of like, oh, we had to wait years in order to get a Star Wars
movie. Because the prequels came out, what, 1998 late 90s, till...
Yeah, that was in fourth grade.
So and then now we're going, well, now we're going to have a Star Wars movie every year.
It's weird because...
We had to wait years originally. Now we're going to get it every year.
We wait like 10 years to get Force Awakens.
And there's a part of us that we imagined that the heaven would look like a Star Wars movie every year. But now that we're here, we're going, I'm not so sure about this. The Weiss and Benioff is such a calculated marketing decision. These are two people who were able to make good money because of Game of Thrones, right? Mm-hmm. But people forget that they're actually really crappy writers. Game of Thrones has done a lot of really bad writing decisions with them at their helm. They happen to be lucky enough to have amazing actors, great score, fantastic costumes and set that help to keep Game of Thrones up. The reality is, as a story, Game of Thrones is super flawed.
Yeah, and to be fair, you know, they had the leash of George R. R. Martin's writing to be able to keep them within their parameters. But the second that they lost that books,
season 5,
their stuff,
season 6,
I even said it on Twitter, their stuff is grotesque.
It is.
Like it's they're,
they rely on dumb shit.
Yeah, and it's I think it's
well they
really
did this with
bad.
Fucking with Wolverine Origins.
Yeah,
remember they used Wade's character as the shock mom. Oh, look at his face, right? Like that was a very clearly aiming for sensationalist bullshit.
Yeah, and then if anything, if you remember watching Troy, right, the whole thing also with the way that they treated women in that story in general. When they could have, they had a lot of opportunity to change that. They didn't. In fact, I think they made it worse. Actually, I mean, there's literally no agency for any woman in that whole movie.
Not in that movie, and certainly not in Game of Thrones. In Game of Thrones, women are, with the exception of Dany and now kind of Cersei, they're kind of pushing back and going, oh, the women are in charge, right? You got Sansa and all that. But up until this point, women had no agency in this series, which is horrible because George R. R. Martin is far more realistic. He acknowledges, he goes, they live in a brutal society where women have no real power, women are treated as objects and whores, but guess what? Despite all odds, they find ways of resistance, daily resistance, right?
Yeah.
One of a perfect example of this is Arya's recitation of the people she's going to kill. Arya's a woman that is a result of the fact that she is a woman, is why her circumstances suck the way that she is. They do. She has to pretend to be a boy, right? Yeah. In order to even survive, so she doesn't get, you know, whatever. But what is her way of scratching out, eking out a bit of agency? I'm going to kill these people, right? That's a brilliant tactic. That's a brilliant. And this is where I've always said George R. R. Martin is a historian more than he is a novelist. He recognizes that the reality of medieval society is that women didn't have a lot of agency, that the structures were against them. But they found agency in a variety of different ways, whether it was through gossip and rumor or back-end dealings, right? All of those ways are ways that women found power. Benioff and Weiss never do that. Women are almost always objects, with the recent season as an exception, because they received all sorts of backlash. But what ends up happening in the recent season, the women end up becoming two-dimensional characters.
Yeah.
Faux conquerors. And they, you know, the complexity, it's men writing about women. They don't understand what real empowered women look like. So they don't get it. Now you're going to give them Star Wars?
Yeah.
I mean, did you forget what they did? You really want them to Wolverine origin Star Wars?
I think it's going to be interesting how they're going to adapt Disney, because Disney obviously has a stranglehold on what product is attached to them, right? I know this working in the industry that I do, Marvel, Disney, all of them, they won't even let you depict their characters in certain positions. So that's how much control they exert over their properties.
Yeah.
The question is, with that type of control, giving to writers like Weiss and Benioff, what is the Frankenstein's monster that comes out of the as
I
that result?
I have no idea.
You know?
I mean, I don't want to be like, I don't want to be a naysayer. I love Star Wars. I want more Star Wars movies. But they're out of a host of phenomenal directors. We talked about this before we started the podcast. Imagine a Star Wars world where you hand the reins of creation over to Guillermo del Toro.
That'd be the greatest costume design
we've
ever seen.
Can we stomp with the same tired set of directors, shitty ass, mediocre writers, I mean, really, Weiss and Benioff? Guillermo del Toro, imagine the creature.
Think of the worlds that he would create. The
creature creation he would make, right? Or one of the most any of these kind of brilliant actors that Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
Right? One, a nerd favorite.
Yeah.
A man who is very clearly obsessed with the genre and genre bending and doing fantastic. Give him, what do you think he'd do with Star Wars, right?
I know.
Jordan Peele, all of these people. That could do, Guillermo del Toro could do fantastic jobs, and we go with Weiss and Benioff.
I would love for them to actually have like a foreign director too. It'd be interesting to like take like some of like the better Spanish or French directors that are really big right now in Cannes.
And it,
I'd love to see how their depictions of those things
would be. You have a universe that is embedded in the universe, is a level of diversity that is amazing, right? Now, we're not saying diversity for diversity's sakes, but you can tell some phenomenal stories if all you do is change the perspective a little bit.
Yeah.
If you shift away and go, I'm going to go back to what worked, the hero's journey, but I'm going to tell it from the point of view of this alien or creature or person that you would have never thought of.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
That does some beautiful stuff. Instead, what you end up happening is you end up with Rian Johnson bullshit with a bunch of mediocre writers who think they're smarter than they are and goes, I'm going to subvert the hero's journey. And he ends up just making a Mary Sue character. That's bullshit. Now, you know, people are blaming feminism. That's not feminism, people. That's a white dude writing about women. He clearly has no idea what he's doing.
It's all one-upsmanship for them, right? That's all it really is. Although, I would love for them to do a 15-minute YouTube series on the origins of Greedo.
There we go. On that note, let us know what you think. We've had all sorts of really strong opinions about things, haven't we?
Yeah.
We had strong opinions about the Super Bowl, or you did. I didn't. Yeah. I had no opinions about the Super Bowl.
It's true.
You're talking about taquitos.
I literally talked about taquitos in that entire segment. We had strong opinions about the Avengers. I want deaths, and I want them now. And we have very strong
opinions. Once again, Ali's calling for blood, Diz.
I am calling for blood. Sure. And we have very strong opinions about the... So you get the
diamonds out of it.
That's fucked up.
You know the way.
He knows the way to get the blood diamond.
And we have very strong opinions about Han Solo and the Star Wars franchise. Let us know what you think about these things. We're particularly interested to hear what your thoughts are about the Avengers and Han Solo. And Diz is going to let you know how you can keep in touch with us.
You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/currentlynerdy. Go on there, like our page. Or on the tweets, @currentlynerdy. Make sure you tweet us there. Tell us if producers are actual musicians, or what was it? They should get the
DJs,
credit.
Yeah,
if the DJs should get credit for their songs, or they're just producers and they don't deserve anything, like Ali said, because he's a piece of shit. Also, we're on the Instagram, currentlynerdy on Instagram. Tumblr, currentlynerdy.tumblr.com. We're on YouTube. Search currentlynerdy on there. We are on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. So go on there, subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, please. If you give me a 5-star rating, I'll read it on the air in a sexy voice. And if you want to get a hold of us,
not incentive.
Yeah, because that's going to give us a bunch of 1-star ratings after that.
Oh yeah, I'll read it in the Macho Man voice for you all. Sultry, yeah, dig it.
If you want to get a hold of V individually, you can. V, tell them how they can get a hold of you.
You can find me on my websites at thesandwichslayer.com. You can also find me on my travel blog at 7crossroads.com. That's the number 7crossroads.com. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram at vtran214. That's VYTRAN214. Ali?
You can catch me on my website at alialomi.com or on Twitter and Instagram at AAOLOMI. Or on our sister podcast, which just concluded its successful season, at Head On History. Diz.
You can find me everywhere at Dizbulla, DizBullah.
For everyone here at Currently Nerdy, thank you for tuning in. And remember, stay smart, sexy nerds.
And we love you, as long as you don't fuck up Star Wars for us.